At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, an Awakened Ministries podcast created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is a Christian social media influencer, the author of 30 Days of Patience, and a passionate teacher of God's Word. After years of feeling spiritually asleep, Jeff experienced a powerful awakening that transformed his faith and revealed his calling to share the gospel and equip others to walk fully in God's light. This week, Jeff explores the theme of goodness, not just as a moral trait, but as a powerful, active force that reflects God's nature and transforms lives. Today, we begin by looking at the goodness of God. Our key verse is Psalm chapter 34, verse 8. "Taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him." Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Awaken to Deliver. This week, we are focusing on goodness, one of the fruits of the Spirit that is listed in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." When we hear the word goodness, we often think of being nice or behaving well or following the rules. But biblical goodness is something much, much deeper. It's not just about good behavior, but about the very nature of God. Our key verse today is Psalms chapter 34, verse 8. And it says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him." This verse invites us to experience God's goodness personally. It's not just about knowing that God is good in theory. It's about seeing and living in that goodness. But what does it mean that God is good? Well, it means that everything he does is right, just, and perfect. It means that his goodness is not dependent on circumstances. And it means that his goodness is active. He moves in goodness towards his people. Today, we are going to explore the goodness of God throughout Scripture and what it means for our lives today. So the first place that we see God's goodness is in creation itself. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, it says, "And God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good." From the very beginning, everything God created was a reflection of his goodness. The world was filled with beauty, order, and purpose. There was no sin, no suffering, and no brokenness. But even after sin entered the world, God's goodness never changed. He didn't abandon his creation. Instead, he immediately put into motion a plan to redeem and restore what was lost. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 tells us, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." Even when we don't see it right away, God's goodness is always at work. He is still creating, still restoring, and still working out all things for the good of those who trust him. So with that in mind, let's explore how God's goodness is revealed in his provision for his people. One of the most tangible ways that we experience God's goodness is through his provision. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 33, it says, "Do not be anxious then, saying, 'What are we to eat?' or 'What are we to drink?' or 'What are we to wear for clothing?' For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided to you." God's goodness means that he knows our needs and provides for them. He is not distant or indifferent. He cares for his creation down to the smallest detail. Think about the Israelites in the wilderness. They were hungry, and God provided manna from heaven. They were thirsty, and God provided water from a rock. They were in danger, and God led them with a pillar of a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Even when they complained and rebelled, God's goodness remained constant. He didn't abandon them. He continued to provide. Now let's take a moment to explore the ultimate act of God's goodness, our salvation. The greatest display of God's goodness is found in Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 2, verse 4 tells us, "Or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and restraint and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance?" God's kindness and goodness are what lead people to salvation. He didn't leave us in our sin. He sent Jesus to rescue us. Now think about it. We were dead in our sin, and God sent Jesus to give us life. We were lost, and Jesus came to seek and save the lost. We deserved judgment, but instead we received grace and mercy. This is why we worship. This is why we trust him, because his goodness is not just something that he does, it is who he is. Now, with that in our minds, let's reflect on what God's goodness means for us today. If God is truly good, how should we respond? Number one, we should trust in his goodness, even when life is hard. Psalm chapter 145, verse 9 says, "The Lord is good to all, and his mercies are over all his works." Even when we don't understand, God's goodness remains. Number two is live with gratitude. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." Recognizing God's goodness leads us to a life of thankfulness. Number three, reflect his goodness to others. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 9 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." We are called to be reflections of God's goodness. Now here's a question for you. How has God's goodness been evident in your life? Take a moment to really reflect on his faithfulness. God's goodness is the foundation of our faith. It is constant, unchanging, and undeserved. Now, as we continue this week, we will explore how goodness is not just something that we receive from God. It is something that we are commanded to live out. So tomorrow, we will dive into how goodness is a command, not just a suggestion. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the Linktree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.